At least 5 people, and this number could go up, were killed as Hurricane Dorian caused massive flooding across the Bahamas on Monday. The Category 4 storm slowed almost to a standstill as it shredded off roofs, hurled cars, and forced even rescue crews to take shelter until the slow-moving storm began to clear. In the U.S., the National Hurricane Center extended watches and warnings along the Florida and Georgia coasts. Hundreds of thousands of people are being evacuated from the southern coast of the U.S. Speaking of the hurricane, it's caused more than 1,200 flights to be canceled in the U.S. Mackenzie, you were talking about, too, like you're lucky you didn't fly out through that, but how are your friends? Do you have friends in Florida? How are they doing?
Yes, you know, they're doing great. I was checking on all my friends down there, and the weird thing is thousands of Floridians are unfazed by the hurricane. They're like, it's beautiful here, we're safe, because it's kind of been veering the other direction, but of course, super unpredictable. I always say when officials say evacuate, you should leave, because those are always the people that are
in danger.
Later. Yes, but you're right about the flights canceled. It is going to be an interesting travel day, to say the least, if you have travel plans.
I want you to listen, ladies, and tell me what you think of this man. He's a Florida guy. He has a solution. He wants the government to help stop these hurricanes.
Can't see how they haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying no. But it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going?
What do you guys think? Would ice in the water solve our problem?
I saw this video, and this guy might actually be a genius.
Wait, but he's not done. Let's see how smart he could be.
There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and saying, well, now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way. The Navy to go in circles to fight it the other way.
So we can go in circles. We can kind of like change the wind pattern,
right,
too.
He's got this all figured out.
Why have we been so dumb? The United States Coast Guard says they have found 25 bodies and are searching for 9 others off the coast of Southern California after a dive boat filled with scuba enthusiasts caught fire before dawn yesterday. For rescuers, they say this was the worst possible scenario. The boat was in a remote location with limited firefighting capabilities, and passengers were sleeping below deck in the middle of the night, and there was a quick-moving fire. So, absolutely tragic right there, and I hope they can find some people that made it out.
Absolutely. Well, here's really something cool. If you love to, like, storm track, you can to the minute track this storm. It's incredible. Like, just go online and you can know exactly where it is, what it's doing, the sustained winds, all the things.
Do you get packages delivered a lot to your places?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know who it usually is? Like, is it Amazon? Do you do like UPS?
Amazon girl, yeah.
Okay, well, this might be a request you have to make, but we have to get him to move too. A New York UPS delivery man, Anthony Lupi, says he's received up to 10 date invitations a week and has dozens of customers vying for his attention on his daily Soho route. The former model from Long Island, who stands 6'2", has worked for UPS for about 5 years. He says he delivers an average of 250 to 300 packages a day, but is distracted along his busy route by the hordes, he says, of women trying to catch his eye. They're thirsty. Unfortunately for all the flirty customer, this guy actually has to decline their invitations because he's had a serious girlfriend of 8 years, which would go on to beg the question, how serious is she if you haven't popped the question after 8 years?
I want to see a picture of this dude. And does he arrive and say, I have your package?
He's like, hey, is this the package you were looking for? The dude's a good-looking dude.
This sounds like the intro to every adult film.
Like from the 90s.
He
explains, I'm very flattered, but I have to keep it moving, ladies. And finally, this is so sad. The video is, it's just insane. Oh, by the way,
You're distracted by his picture because he's so
handsome. I am. There's a video of this something else. Not that guy. I got a picture for you to check out, the delivery guy on our blog. But a Whataburger customer caught a crazy scene on camera on Saturday night. A small mouse was running around a Whataburger restaurant in Texas, and then this unfortunately happened.
This dude really trying to catch his rap. Shit over work here. Bro. Oh,
winning the green.
Ew.
A lady, like an actual customer, tried to come behind there and help out. The manager's like, hey, they just spotted the rat. Like, hey, all your food, I'm going to refund you. Don't eat your food, you know, because you don't want to mouse a rat in the kitchen.
I would never eat there again. Actually, I won't now that I hear this.
It's like little Ratatouille just doing his thing. And the guy, though, the lady's trying to, like, you know, like, corner him and get him in this little cup thing, a little container.
You're making it sound so cute. Here is it's establishment where you eat. That mouse is pooping while your food.
Do you
That's
realize,
disgusting.
Like, probably in your house or your apartment, there's probably a mouse pooping
no.
and stuff right
no,
now,
No, there
too.
Is not.
There's also bugs and cockroaches. No. It's just natural.
No, there is absolutely not. I would never live someplace like that.
I guarantee there's bugs somewhere in there. My point being is this little mouse... Mackenzie, they were trying to get him out of there. A customer's like, oh, I'll scoop him up. Let me come back there and help. And the dude, like, I gotta go. So he jumped into a hot fry grease. Like, he, like, pretty much got deep fried.
He committed suicide.
Pretty much,
yes.
Somewhere at a Whataburger in Texas, you can get yourself deep fried mouse.
That is so sad and disgusting at the same time.
Oh, it's fried, guys.
It was absolutely terrible, and I will put the video up there. The little mouse doing the ultimate deep fry.
Enjoy your breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, that's Joe's need to know news.